This is Day to Day. Coming up, Tibetan students leave home to study, return home, and encounter a culture clash. I'm Mike Pesca.
I'm Madeline Brand. Now to politics and terrorism. The Iraq War has increased the threat of global terrorism, creating a new generation of Islamic radicals. That's the conclusion of a national intelligence estimate that was leaked to reporters over the weekend.
Democrats have seized on the report. It came up in many campaign stops over the weekend. I'm joined by Ron Elving. He's NPR's senior Washington editor. Ron, this national intelligence estimate, is that the sort of document the public actually gets to see, or do we just have to go on these leaked reports?
We won't see all of it, Mike, unless some latter-day Daniel Ellsberg emerges to do what Ellsberg did with the Pentagon Papers in the Vietnam War. Barring that, what we'll see is partially declassified parts of the national intelligence estimate, and that could happen, and it's also quite likely that we'll see some leaks coming from the still classified document that would bolster a different view of the total document, something that might come from the White House itself, something more in favor of the war or for continuing the war.
Ron, this was written and produced some nearly 6 months ago, yet just leaked over the weekend. Is the thinking that it was leaked for political purposes and will be used in the next 6 weeks for political purposes?
Well, there were 16 different agencies that had a part in this, and so it's been going back and forth between them over the month since it was originally written. And now that it comes out in the midst of an election season, it's obviously going to be seen in political terms and probably had that kind of an intent. It's probably going to become a mantra for Democratic candidates and for much of the media, too.
You know, Ron, terror and politics are intertwined and at the forefront of many voters' minds, and this brings up the big compromise last week between Republican senators and the president. And what I'm wondering is, from your vantage point, do you think that that compromise is actually going to go forward and actually be passed into law, or can the House or some other factor come into play and scuttle it?
I think the deal is basically done, although, as you've heard from David Wellner, Senate Judiciary Committee Chairman Arlen Specter, a guy who likes to get involved whenever legal issues are involved, has gotten a hold of this thing today in hearings, and he's going to try to do what he can to change some of the provisions of the deal. But I think we basically have seen the deal, and we have seen the key voices in the House, people who speak for the military there, particularly Armed Services Committee Chairman Duncan Hunter, come aboard on the compromise. And by getting John McCain, who of course is a former prisoner of war and the senator from Arizona, whom everyone thinks of as speaking largely for the military and its viewpoint on this issue, as well as some of the other senators, John Warner, Lindsey Graham, the administration has essentially sealed its deal, and it's going to be able to go forward with the kind of interrogation process it generally wants and the kind of trials that it generally wants, bringing forward the kind of evidence it wants to bring forward, as long as it doesn't flaunt the fact that it is using some of these techniques and, in some sense or another, casting into doubt such things as the Geneva Convention's Article 3. As long as they don't make too much of an announcement of that's what they're doing, I think these senators are going to sit still for it now.
Congress goes on break at the end of the week. What else are they taking up this week?
Not a great deal. They're hoping to get out of here this week. They might slop into the next week a little bit. They're going to try to do immigration units of the overall immigration bill. They've given up on trying to pass the comprehensive immigration compromise between the House and the Senate that the president wants. They're instead going to do a couple of things that they can go and tell the voters about. They'd like to build a 700-mile barrier between the United States and Mexico, and they're going to try to get the funding for that into the Homeland Security Appropriations Bill this week. That's a big item. And there are some smaller dogs and cats that have to do with immigration, lengthening certain sentences for smuggling terrorists and, you know, getting people sent back to Mexico faster, things of that nature, so that they can say, we didn't pass a big immigration bill yet, but at least we did some things to seal the border and keep America safe.
Ron Elving keeps track of all the dogs and cats as NPR's senior Washington editor. You could read his column, Watching Washington, at npr.org. Thanks, Ron.
Thank you, Mike. Thank you, Madeline.